Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
When was the last time you saw these Lions rely so heavily on a run game?
I mean, it just goes to who they are. I mean, they believe they have the best offensive line in football, and when it got down to that, you know, moment late in the game, they just exerted their will. And they have such trust in those five guys up front and such trust in David Montgomery and such trust in Jahmyr Gibbs. And, you know, I think Ben Johnson just said, you know what, boys, we're going to put the hammer down and we're going to just see where it takes us. And you know what? That's a really good team they beat tonight, so no disrespect. But in the end, L.A. just couldn't find a way to stop that running game. And if you don't stop it and they're getting chunked, it's going to be a problem.
Is this what Dan Campbell wants? A balance between run and pass? But in this game, actually more run plays than using Jared Goff's arm?
I think he wants whatever it takes. I mean, if you look at tonight's game, it wasn't a huge night for Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's one of the best players in the league. It wasn't a huge night for Sam Laporta, who's one of the best players in the league. But you know what? It was J-Mo's night to make some catches and make some plays and get things done. Dan Campbell will win any way he has to win. And I think they believe they have so many different weapons on this team that you can pick your poison and take something away, but they're going to figure it out. And that's also the power of Ben Johnson and his ability to call a game.
The Lions have a 17-3 lead after that Jameson Williams touchdown, what, early in the third quarter. And then the Rams come roaring back, and it's Detroit who has to rally. What happened there in the second half?
Let's start with giving the Rams credit. They don't have that Hall of Famer in the middle of that defensive line anymore, Aaron Donald, but they were already starting to bring some young guys up last year, and now you got those top two draft picks that are playing as well. Look, I'm glad to catch that defense in week one, because I think those young guys are just going to keep getting better. That's going to be a team people are going to have to deal with later this year. So, I mean, give them credit, and then I think the Lions just kind of made some mistakes in there. Goff threw the interception he'd probably like to have back on the pass to Amon-Ra. So it's just one of those cases where you made some plays and got up. Another really good team made some plays and took the lead. But in the end, Amy, you just got to figure out a way to get it done. And what you do in this league and that I've always believed is find a way, win, go back on Monday, look at the tape and figure out what you did wrong and try to make it right. But it's a lot better to wake up in the morning when you found a way to get it done than when you're on the wrong side of it. And it's the hard truth about this league. It's not always perfect. It's not always pretty, but it's the team that kind of finds a way to make one more play. And that's what Dan Campbell said afterwards. They made one more play than the Rams did.
Well, and it kind of feels like that's part of the identity under Dan Campbell, right? Doesn't care about the aesthetics of it or whether or not it's beautiful, just cares about the grit and the guts and the W's.
His line is to his guys, we're built for this. That's what he says, we're built for this. And that means the tough times, that means the grit, That means just figuring it out. And it's, look, it's a hard league to win in, man. Look at some of those games today and just the teams that won and what they had to endure and figure it out. Look at the Bears did, just figuring out a way to get it done with special teams and defense. And, you know, Minnesota taking all the lumps they've taken and Addison going out, and they find a way to do it. It's just, that's what this league is. And most of these games, it seems like are at some point in the fourth quarter going to be a one-score game. And you just got to find a way to tilt that thing towards your side at the end of it. And that's what they did tonight. And that's, look, Dan Campbell is, his biggest strength in my mind is his ability to set the tone for a team and get them ready to play. And his ability to just have his team ready to handle whatever it is, good, bad, indifferent. And I think one of the best examples of that is they have not lost two games in a row since October of 2022. And that's hard to do in this league, but that's Dan Campbell constantly getting them to bounce back, constantly getting them to try to figure things out when things get down. Don't let one play beat you twice. And they did that tonight. They made some plays they'll want to correct, but in the end, they didn't get down and they didn't let that define them in this game.
Always good to catch up with Dan Miller, the longtime Lions radio play-by-play voice, following the overtime walk-off win on Sunday Night Football. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So you think Dan Campbell's ability to coach football is just slightly more impressive than his ability to act in Applebee's commercials?
You know what? He's pretty darn good, isn't he? Look, I have to do multiple things with him between TV and radio. And what I would say you see in that Applebee's commercial is just who he is, because it starts with this. Regardless of his ability to coach a football team and to turn this thing around in Detroit, he's a good person. He's a good guy. He's got a good heart. He treats people the right way. And it doesn't matter if you're drinking a beer in the corner or you're talking to him at a press conference or you're talking to him off to the side, you know, just kind of shooting the bull. He's the same guy. And I think players appreciate that consistency. And, you know, I think you just see his kind of his nature in that commercial. That's who he is. There was a time when all the film credits were in Detroit and people were doing all the movies in Michigan, and everybody in the media got asked to audition for a couple. I did. I was so bad. I'm sure they passed it around as like a joke. So I give him full credit for being able to sell that thing and be good. Because I'm telling you, when that camera comes on and you're asked to put on a show or be somebody else or act, it's hard to do. So I think he did a heck of a job, man. It's a funny commercial.
It is, actually. And the one where he's trying to inspire the kitchen just kind of made me think, like, man, he can stand in front of a bunch of tough football players and get them to be on the same page and want to work their rear ends off. Of course it will work at Applebee's.
And credit the people that put the commercials together. They knew how to bring that out of him. But you know what? I go back to, and I'm sure most people have seen it, that scene in Hard Knocks where he's got his team gathered around him on the field and he's telling them, basically apologizing them for making them go full speed and hit each other, but he's just telling them, I'm...
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Doing this for you. I am doing this for you. I know it sucks. I know it's hard, but I promise you I'm doing it for you, and all I do is think about you guys. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly in pro sports and coaches and relationships with players, and I don't know if I've ever seen a better one than he's got, but it's just because he's real. No, everybody knows where they stand, and he doesn't waver. He just is who he is.
Dan Miller is with us from Detroit following Sunday Night Football. And I saw on your social media earlier in the afternoon that Lions fans were already lined up. They were ready to go. What has the atmosphere in Detroit been like this offseason coming off of last year's NFC Championship game?
Yeah, I mean, I think you almost have to go back to last year in the playoffs when we played the Rams and won a playoff game for the first time in 32 years. It was just, it was like nothing I've ever seen at an event. I mean, I've been blessed enough to cover a lot of big events and do things, but the electricity you felt in that stadium 2 hours before that playoff began last year, and it was packed 2 hours before the game, was just something else. And look, these fans they've taken a ton of gut punches over the years, and they've done everything to show this team they believe in them. They've come back after, you know, the worst of heartbreak, and they just keep coming back, and now they're being rewarded. They love it. This team's doing it the right way. Nothing's going to be easy. It'll be difficult next week. They're not guaranteed anything. So, but it's fun to see these fans get some payoff for all the years that they've invested in this team and not really gotten it back. And now they are getting it back. And I've said it a million times, and I'll say it again, the best part of my job is seeing fans happy. And it's been a heck of a ride here, really, since those guys got here and started turning this thing around.
So tell me, Dan, are fans actually going to make that leap and dare to dream?
Oh, I think I think it's beyond dreaming. Look, this is a really good football team. This is a Super Bowl caliber football team. Now, you got to earn that. There's 154 days between now and the Super Bowl, and you're going to have to play your butt off every single one of those days, preparing and doing it on the field and doing all those things. But I don't think it's outlandish if you're a Lions fan to say that your goal is a Super Bowl. As long as you understand everything that can happen along the way to let that slip away, they're good enough. And it should be their goal, and it is a realistic goal. But there's a whole lot that's got to happen between now and then. But for the first time ever, really, you can be a Lions fan and say that and not have somebody laugh at you and tell you, you know, you're crazy.
I'm impressed that you know how many days there are until the Super Bowl. I confess that I have not counted those.
It was part of my old tonight in my play-by-play, so I did put it in the little calendar thing online, how many days between today and Super Bowl, and it was 154.
Fantastic. So you worked a lot of years when Matthew Stafford was the quarterback. He got his Super Bowl ring at 36 years old. He throws the ball 49 times in a season opener. How good is it to see him back, knowing the success that he's had?
Matthew's a great player, and he is the ultimate professional. And I will say the same thing I did with Campbell. I was lucky in that I got to work a lot with Matthew and had to do a lot in my roles in TV and radio. And you're not going to find a bigger pro or somebody that just, you know, does exactly what they're supposed to do. You know, I used to do every Monday with Matthew during the season, and he'd say, "I'll see you at 12:30. He showed up at 12:32. He'd apologize. I mean, that's just who he is. So ultimate respect for him. And I guarantee you, look, he's been booed the two times that he's been back here. There's nobody in that stadium that dislikes Matthew Stafford. Everybody appreciates what he did here, and they know what he did here and how hard he fought here and what he fought through here. And they didn't have this type of team around Matthew Stafford when he was the quarterback here. He's a heck of a competitor. He's a heck of a player. And I did not want to see him get that football in overtime. Look, I think we have a good defense. I believe in this defense. But I also know how dangerous he can be. So it was a good thing to win that toss and just get it and go. But look, I think he'll be in the Hall of Fame. I think he's a great player. He's still a great player at this age, and he's going to give a lot of people a lot of headaches this year with that team.
Dan, you mentioned it earlier, but the NFC North has a Vikings win, a Bears win in Caleb Williams' debut, though it's more about the defense and the special teams, and now the Lions' victory in overtime. So only the Packers in that trip to Brazil end up with the loss, though a sigh of relief over Jordan Love's status. What's your perspective on the North coming into 24?
It's going to be brutal. It was better than people thought it was last year, and it's going to be just a battle for survival all year long. Green Bay's really good. In a lot of people's minds, they're Super Bowl capable. Chicago, that defense is good. It was good last year. It's really good this year. They've surrounded Williams with weapons. He's going to get better. That looked like a rookie quarterback out there today, but he's got a world of talent. They're going to get better. And anytime you got to play Minnesota, look, Sam Darnold played great today. Anytime you got to play against Justin Jefferson and Addison, if he's healthy, and Hawkinson, if he's healthy, and them getting the running back from Green Bay, which I would have rather seen him leave the division, but he didn't do that. Just wants to torture us some more. There's going to be no picnics in this division. It's going to take 12, 13 wins to win it. And one of these teams is going to do that. But look, we lost to the Packers last year. We lost to the Bears last year. Every single week, trying to win, hoping you can get some help when they lose, and then hoping you can handle your business when you play somebody in the division.
Big dreams in Detroit, which is a lot of fun. At Dan Miller, Fox 2. So longtime sportscaster, longtime radio voice of the Lions. In fact, how many years, Dan?
This is 20.
Oh, what a cool anniversary. Well, congratulations on that, and thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Anytime, Amy. Appreciate you.